Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Count Basie Bumper Music Tuesday here on WWL. Kelly Schultz joins us, Senior Vice President of Communications, Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. This music is before my day, Kelly, but it's still pretty good, don't you think?
It's very good. Yes. Good morning, Tommy.
You know who did a lot of work with Count Basie?
Who?
Did a lot of work with Michael Jackson as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra, too.
I thought he would be playing Taylor Swift music for me.
No, Frank Sinatra, too, he did, as a matter of fact. Quincy Jones helped arrange them all, believe it or not. So there you go. I wish I would have played some Taylor Swift music. We'll play some for you as you go out. How you doing, Kelly Schultz?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. I've heard it referred to as Swifty Grog, Swiftsmas. I don't know. Tell me, how big was the Taylor Swift concert to the area?
Well, the concert was huge, and we had a really great weekend. We know that there were about 150,000 visitors in town. The airport on Sunday broke a record for the most passengers through the TSA checkpoint, with 32,000 passengers leaving the city on Sunday.
Really?
So it was just a really great, really, really great weekend. We think about, $200 million easily in direct spending. If you think about the money that was spent on hotels and meals and concert tickets for the Caesar Superdome, and then all of the costumes and accessories and just fun that people were having in celebration of Taylor Swift. And then, of course, all of this coincided with the big Halloween weekend. So it was a huge, huge weekend for us.
Kelly, when it comes to Super Bowl, and it's not a competition, right, because everybody wins. I'm not trying to make it a competition. But it seems like you could make a case that this is as big as a Super Bowl. And what I mean by that is, people on the ground, feet on the ground, Super Bowls have become corporate, not to denigrate Super Bowls at all, but sometimes people fly in for the game, fly out for the game. It seems like this was a crowd that came, they stayed, they spent money, and they liked what they saw, and they enjoyed the time they had.
They absolutely did. Every event is different, but what we've been saying, Tommy, is that I don't know of another city that can say within 6 months they're going to host 3 Taylor Swift shows, a Super Bowl, and Mardi Gras, and major conventions like the National Association of Automobile Dealers and many, many other prominent conventions that we're going to be hosting over the next 6 months. So this is really where New Orleans shines. We like to say that we're built to host, and I think you saw that this weekend. The NOPD did an incredible job. The city, the Caesar Superdome staff, everyone was really working at their best and made things run smoothly. The crowds seemed to be, joyous and happy. And I saw huge crowds everywhere I went around the city over the weekend. So it was really what New Orleans does best is making people happy, creating memorable experiences, and doing so in a way that is managed very, very well.
Did you have a chance to meet Ms. Swift, or did any member of your organization chat with Ms. Swift about her thoughts on the city and the concert and so forth?
I did not, and I don't even think our CEO did, actually. Mm-hmm. But Taylor Swift, from what I read, did say some nice things about New Orleans. And, we were honored to be added. This is sort of the end of her Eras tour, and last October, she announced that New Orleans was one of only about 5 cities that she was going to select for the ending of the tour. So if you think about New Orleans, of course, we think every major concert should be here. I mean, we had Beyonce fairly recently, which was also huge. We had the Rolling Stones here for Jazz Fest. So, we love that these massive artists are selecting New Orleans. And with Taylor Swift, she has been in some pretty global iconic cities all over the world, and we're just really happy to be part of it. And she had three really, really strong shows here. I know she was impressed with the friendship beads that the Superdome put on the outside of the building. That was a really creative touch, and she did comment on that. So the Superdome just did an amazing job.
So how do you follow up? How does New Orleans and Company follow up on something?
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This big, this successful, and build on it and enhance on it and use it almost, I hate to say, as a resume item, but as an example, a selling point to get other things like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're gonna keep doing what we do every day, which is working with our partners at the city, with the New Orleans Police Department, with the amazing Louisiana Troop NOLA group that has come in to provide extra police protection in the city, and just really, you know, work hard and sell the city. I mean, this week, for example, you know, the day that Taylor Swift concerts ended, we had 13,000 nurses arriving in the city for a convention with the American Nurses Association. We also have the MusicCon conference this week. So we, you know, would love to see a weekend like we had last weekend every day of the year. So that's what we're focused on, is making sure we flawlessly execute the Super Bowl, of course doing Mardi Gras, but it's all of the conventions, all of the events, all of the hospitality that we do every day is what we're going to do to keep moving the city forward.
Shout outs to any specific groups. I know you hate to start this because you don't want to leave anybody off, but you mentioned the Superdome and NOPD for having the Taylor Swift thing go off, and I would think flawlessly, would that be an overstatement?
No, I mean, from what I've heard, it went really, really well. The Homeland Security Office of the Mayor's Administration had really good things to say. And also, I will credit our hospitality community, our hotels and our restaurants and our cultural attractions. They were doing a lot of really creative Taylor Swift activations with special events and glitter parties and Taylor Swift-themed cocktails and menus. And so, you know, Flirty Girl, the store, had Taylor Swift merchandise everywhere at all of her stores. So our community really came together and did what they do best, which is make people feel welcome, make people feel special, and just give them a really memorable experience. I've talked to lots of people who were here for the first time. And that's another thing that's exciting about this is that, you know, many of these young ladies maybe have never been to New Orleans before, but we hope that we made a good impression and they'll want to return on future visits, you know, really throughout their lifetime.
I know you have a daughter. Did your daughter get to go?
She did not go. Aww. We didn't even try and get tickets because there was so much demand. I didn't even try. But everyone that
Swiftie?
I talked to, she's really not.
Oh,
I hate to say.
Okay.
She's
okay.
More.
No.
She's more into country music.
I'd rather her not be a Swiftie and not go than be a Swiftie and not be able to go. So that's fine.
Right.
Different choice.
She was not disappointed.
That's
right.
Perfect.
But I know a lot of people were disappointed if they tried to get tickets. But everyone that I talked to that went just had wonderful things to say about the way everything was managed. And, of course, Taylor Swift is just a spectacular performer and artist. And it really, you know, this is what New Orleans does best. And we're really proud of the city. And again, you know, this was one weekend, but we need to keep it up and keep moving and keep bringing in events and visitors and creating good experiences for people every day of the year.
Kelly, somebody texted in that the airport looked great, and I presume everything works. You talked about the number of people that went out on the last day. Everything worked pretty well there too, did it not?
It did. From what I'm hearing, it went smoothly. As I said, they had a record passenger count on Sunday departing the city. 32,000 people went through the TSA checkpoint. And again, I think people went there in good spirits, knowing it's going to be crowded, as it is, as when people are leaving the city for Essence Fest or any other, you know, Jazz Fest or major events. And I think, yes, I think the airport did a great job. I was at the airport on Friday, and they had a Taylor Swift, you know, balloon arch and all of these things where people immediately, after getting their baggage, were able to take photos and feel welcomed. And again, our city really shines when it comes to these types of big events, making people feel welcome, giving them great photo ops and memories. We've really, from the airport to every person in the hospitality community and beyond, they did a fantastic job. And a special, special thanks to New Orleans Police Department. We saw lots of police officers engaging with all of the visitors, and it was just a really good weekend.
And look, I'm not a Swiftie, because once you get that glitter on your face, you'll never get it out of the house. You know how that goes. But real quick, what do we have coming up between now and, say, the Super Bowl?
Well, again, you know, I mentioned we've got 13,000 nurses in town. We have the National Association of Automobile Dealers, which is huge. We've got lots of other groups. The International Workboat Show is always a massive event in the fall. And then we are also going to be doing Holidays New Orleans style. We have a classic, we have the Sugar Bowl. So lots coming up. So we're continuing to work hard. And you know, Tommy, our sales team in convention sales, they are booking meetings, you know, for 2030, 2035, 2040. I mean, they're looking at the long-term future and booking immediate business, but also very long-term business.
I don't know how you cannot feel good about just having an event go off without a hitch, such a good crowd, such a successful event, and just feel like, you know, you're on a roll and that everything's going well. Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you. Well, New Orleans is built to host, and again, we need to keep it up, and everyone did a fantastic job, and we're going to keep moving forward and keep welcoming our visitors.
Did you ask the National Automobile Dealers Association, what is it going to take for me to put you in this convention hall today? I'm just kidding. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Tommy.
Have a good
Bye.
Day. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Dr. Judy Ho. Talk about adult kids getting along with their parents here on WWL.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.